Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Pugliamps from Get Connected in the 21st Century. The Spotlight series here for 2020 has begun. Today's guest, I'm super excited to speak to. And we're just going to talk a little bit about him, and then we're going to get right into the questions. So Murari Muthi is an acclaimed public speaker, mentor, career coach, and author of an ACE series of books, The ACE Principle, The ACE Awakening, The ACE Abundance, and the currently best-selling You Are Hired. Murari and I have a long history together. We connected with the Canada Job Expo here in Toronto in 2010. So like I said, I've known him for a long time. And since that time, we have done so many things together. But one of the things I want to really acknowledge and do is that Murari gave me the opportunity to not just read his second book, but offer a testimonial. And then he asked me to speak as a guest speaker at his book launch. And to this day, my heart still palpitates because I was just nervous but excited to share. So today, today's show is going to focus on four questions. It's digital networking and how to stay connected in virtually in the 21st century. So without further ado, I'd like to say hello to Murari Muthi. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Jim, my friend. Thank you so much for the very generous introduction. I feel very humbled, and it's my pleasure to be on the show with you. The admiration is mutual. The feelings are mutual, and I'm very excited to be on this show and answer all your questions. So, Jim, over to you.
Thank you very much. So let's get right into it. So the first question is, obviously connecting virtually now, things have evolved over 10 years. And I have spoken about this, Murari has spoken about this. So the first question is how are best practices to network and stay connected evolve now in the 21st century?
Okay, Jim, very good question. Early this year in 2020, we spoke about artificial intelligence. We spoke about the emergence of virtual reality and a lot of things that shaped our century. And then something called the virus happened. A lot of people are actually saying, wish we could, control Alt Z to 2020 and start all over again. The fact remains, Jim, the year has changed completely. Even if everything comes back to normal, we shall no longer go back to the old future. People may be the old year we knew. People may be afraid of spaces. People may be afraid of crowded areas. A lot of things may change. At the same time, people are saying, hey, working from home is really working good. Social distancing, WFH, working from home, have become the new norm. These have become new buzzwords. Companies may say, why am I investing a lot in office supplies and why am I investing in rent? Why don't people work from home? All this will result in a lot of us glued to our computer screens, getting to master solutions like Zoom and WebEx and GoToWebinar and all these things. So first of all, we need to understand the world has changed as we know it. Digital networking is here to stay, Jim. And as a result, it goes back to the Darwinian theory, survival of the fittest and the faster. The he who survives, adapts fast right now, Jim, wins. And so digital networking is going to become all the more networking. For example, one could be a student. You may be doing a lot of interviews over the phone. You may be a business professional. You may be forced to do a lot of things over the phone, client interactions. I myself see it, a lot of webinars I'm delivering online. So I would recommend everyone understand this is here to stay very well. And in the next questions, we can go on about the tools required to adapt and how you can build your personality and brand across every tool. But let me sum up. The world around us has changed. Digital networking is here to stay. This is our new reality, the virtual reality. We should all have digital versions of ourselves. Almost every interaction is going to be online right now. So we all have to become masters of this. We have got to master the craft of dealing with one another online right now. But let's proceed further, Jim. I would answer
yes.
this more in detail in the coming the
yeah.
other question.
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to add is, I wrote a book called Get Connected in the 21st Century, where I talked about online and offline. And I've always been an offline ambassador. And you're right, circumstances near have changed in the last 3 months, and the online now is something that's very important. And this is going to dovetail into the second question, is identifying the right platforms to network. Now, we can't cover all the platforms, but could you tell us, give us an example, maybe a two platforms and maybe a couple of strategies, maybe on two of them, obviously because of time here. Maybe two platforms, or if you could, three in there, but go ahead. How can we use the right platforms to network now digitally?
Excellent, Jim. This is a very good question. So once we have identified that we all need to live and commute in the digital space, the best platform by far I would recommend for professionals is definitely LinkedIn. I want everyone to master LinkedIn, learn how to optimize it, learn how to make it ready for search engine platforms to be seen and discovered prominently, how to become a thought leader on LinkedIn. So it's not just about getting on LinkedIn. Anyone can get on LinkedIn, Jim. It's like getting into a gym. It's what you do in the gym. The word gym alliteration, I had to insert it in. And so you see what I'm saying? It's not about getting on LinkedIn. It's what you do on LinkedIn. So optimizing a profile on any platform is important. The second platform I would recommend is Instagram. People are more attracted. We live in a visual world, Jim. People are more attracted to short videos, short pictures. So Instagram is definitely a second tool I would recommend. If you master these two tools, the others Facebook also is a tight competitor to Instagram. You can choose between Facebook and Instagram. Instagram is more in vogue with the younger generation. And Jim, I found something very interesting before the virus hit. I see a lot of realtors were using Instagram. And then I discovered why. Because most of the time, women make the decisions in households about buying homes. And women are also Instagram fans. So these are all learnings. You know, particular traits may require a particular tool. But overall, it's a close fight between Facebook and Instagram for the second spot. In my opinion, LinkedIn would take the first spot because it's a purely professional network. It covers a wide range of audiences, but there are specific tools on what you do on each platform. I would recommend a couple of things, Jim, which is social media etiquette. It doesn't matter which platform you are in. One should always remember basic fundamental rules of social media behavior. You know, no offensive posts, no strong religious views or political views. Those you can leave for your private chat, not in a public forum, because your brand is being built. Your online presence, because it's very easy to put something in, it's very difficult to take it out. So you want to preserve your brand at all times. Social media etiquette is very important. A good picture, a good profile picture, a good summary about you, a good online summary. I would highly recommend anyone on the show to check out my LinkedIn profile or even yours, Jim. These are professional. These are well-maintained. We understand the value of a brand, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is very important. Good profile picture, good etiquette, good summary about yourself, and always be adding value. We can talk more about that, but adding value on social media is very important, Jim. And I will cover this in depth. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
so
kind of the third one. So this is great. We're good on time here. So the next question is net give before you network. So basically what this means, ladies and gentlemen, net give is a term that maybe you haven't heard. Net give is something where you're digitally giving resources, information to your network. So it's a sort of an in-between word. So what recommendations do you have, Murali, to net give before you network?
Absolutely. Good question, Jim. In fact, it's a perfect segue from the previous question, and I did end my previous answer with, whatever you do and whichever platform you are on, be adding value. And what do I mean by that? Social media is all about this prized word called engagement. Everyone knows about it, but we do not follow the principle. So there's no engagement. Most of the time, Jim, I'm shocked to see cat videos and dog videos floating around. There is no proper engagement. And so when you are attuned to the universal laws of giving and receiving, what you sow, so shall you reap. And I'm a big believer in that, the law of karma. It all starts with, if you are on a social media platform, and this is a John Maxwell line, before you reach for the hand, reach for the heart. Give out something. You know, how may I help you? It's a very good introduction. You don't have to use this line, but the approach is that, because everyone is there looking for something. So net give is all about adding value with your presence. Maybe you have skills you can share. Maybe you have a special expertise that only you can share. For instance, Jim, I offer a lot of free value on my website and on social media all the time on how to brand yourself. In fact, how to build a social media profile. Anything one is good at, offer it. It will always come back. Net give is always about adding value, being engaging, being relevant. You want to be relevant in the 21st century, Jim. I know your title is the 21st century digital mastery. No, what is relevant right now? You know, in fact, one of our other topics could be how to survive in a life of post-coronavirus and work from home and everything. You could add value. You could write a blog, for example.
Yeah.
You could send out a how-to-do video series. There are 100 ways to net give. When you net give, Jim, you are noticed. You have an audience. You have a loyal audience. And now you got engagement going. And that's what net give means, Jim.
Well, I like to add to this, and Murali doesn't know I was going to say this, but he knows that I mean this from my heart. So as I said earlier, Murali and I have been with the Counter Job Expo, and it's an expo here in Toronto, and it's a multifaceted expo. We have employers who come, but we also do other things. We have speakers who share, and Murali has been one of our long-term speakers, and I have speaking, and I've been also doing a lot of other things. But one of the things with Murali is we put Murali last all the time. Now, it's strategically done that way because Murali definitely not gives. And we put him last because if he put him first, the other speakers wouldn't be speaking. So we put him last because I always let him go over or as long as the city of Toronto comes and kicks us out because he really wants to do that. And I've seen it in action. And, you know, here we don't have a lot of time, but I have to tell you, if you're in Toronto and you come to the Canada Job Expo, you know, here later in the year, you'll truly get that. So I appreciate that because I sit down with my pen and paper, ladies and gentlemen, when I'm not running around at the expo and listen because Murali has been instrumental in my life as well. So the fourth question, and you may have talked about this, but it's okay. I think this deserves some bigger exposure, is importance of social media at this time. So just to dovetail before Murali answers this question, we are recording this video during a very tough time in the world. As Murali had mentioned, this COVID-19 virus has infected not just Europe, but North America. And currently, all of Canada and most of the United States is in isolation. And it hasn't been fun, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, for me, personally or professionally, but I'm getting better. And I wanted to do this, and I told Murali that we were going to do this here about a week ago, but I felt that, you know, it's going to get time-stamped as to the situation, but more than anything else, now we are online. And what we do with our social media now, especially during this time, is important. So, Murali, you got almost another 10 minutes to talk. Can you explore this in as much detail as you have in 10 minutes? Because I think this is the culmination of every question we've asked, but this puts the bow on it. So go ahead, Morale. I hope I can set that up as well as I could.
Okay, Jim. Now, Jim, I'm going to answer this in two parts. Okay, and these are both personal stories. Since we have enough time, the first thing is, this is last week. So we are all in lockdown right now, and this is last week. And so I don't know if the lockdown, but I think I had to go meet my doctor for a refill prescription. And so I thought, this is essential service. I shouldn't be sitting at home. This is not a lockdown scenario. I need to meet my doctor. So I go to the clinic. And guess what? I see this notice on the clinic. It's a doctor and my family doctor, and the clinic says, okay, sorry, we are closed, blah, 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 because of all this. But here is a number. Call this number and we'll be directed to whatever. And so I call the number. It's an automated machine, whatever. The third time I get through, I speak to receptionist. I tell her what the problem is. Okay, she says, okay, no worries. Go sit in your car. She's saying, don't stand outside the clinic. Go sit in your car. I might as well be sitting at my home. She said, sit in my car. So I walked back into the parking lot, sit in my car, and sure enough, I get a call. This is last week. No caller ID. I miss it because it could be a spam call. It comes again, and then I pick it up, and it's my doctor. My doctor says, we are not allowed to give our numbers, government orders, but I'm calling you to do a FaceTime with you. I want to do a FaceTime interview with you. This is happening like outside the parking lot. She's sitting inside the clinic, but she's doing FaceTime. She messages me on WhatsApp. Okay. She gets to this thing and whatever. She goes through everything, the FaceTime. She sees me on the face. She's looking at me almost as if we are face to face. And then she says, okay, done. She writes the prescription to Shoppers Drug Mart. It's faxed to them. I had to go and collect it from Shoppers Drug Mart, which eventually is the offline, is the real one. You see how the world around us has changed.
Wow.
Social media made that possible. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So if you are in one of these professions, this might be the new norm. Okay?
Wow.
Already many companies are doing this. Here's the other thing. If you and I have a vision to think big, social media expands your boundaries. Earlier, I was a single guy working in a town called Toronto, and the whole universe was mine to discover. And there could be sharp professionals working in pockets of cities like Mississauga. You know, the commute itself would take 1.5 hours to 2 hours both ways. People are now saving enough time and money on commute alone, Jim. As a result of which, the time saved, how are we implementing it? You know, so what's happened in my world? A lot of my clients are asking me to do digital webinars. In the physical situation, I would have to, drive 1 hour to go deliver a seminar. Now I'm doing 1 to 2 a day. Right? This morning I had a call from Minneapolis and they scheduled it next week. You know, Jim, next week I'm doing one with Triac and then one I'm doing with ProMarketer. So for people like me, the dot-com boom and social media presence is now giving me opportunities from Africa, India, Dubai, and the USA, and UK, and so on. For a lot of working professionals, this might mean increased income. Social media, if you have a good social media presence, you can expand your boundaries from whichever city you are. Maybe you are listening to this in Toronto, or maybe you are in Seattle, or maybe in Malaysia. This is the other impact of social media, Jim. It increases our potential. And if you can add value in this town of Toronto, you can add value to clients all over the world. If one can expand their mind, Jim, and think big, this is truly a godsend opportunity. You know, Jim, there is a Napoleon Hill line, in every adversity, there is a seed of an equal or a greater opportunity. Are you looking at social media as the adversity or the opportunity? What we seek, we find.
Yeah. Okay.
I would recommend people to look
at
social media as an opportunity. Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, so this is great. So just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, just to add how real this conversation is, I tried to book Morale last week to have him on this show. And I got pushed to this week just to let you know how busy he was last week.
And Jim
just wanted to add
that.
Okay. So just let you know. So we have about 10 minutes left. Make your second point, Demarai. I just wanted to break up a little bit. So go ahead with your second point. Thank you.
Okay. My second point is social media is all about your brand. It's important that you build your brand. It's a great leveler, Jim. Social media is a great leveler. Never before is the importance of a brand being felt so well. It's a great equalizer. Anyone can build a brand. A great picture, how you conduct yourself on social media, great article. It's a perfect opportunity for you to build a brand. I want to say this, Jim, you know, there is a beautiful quote by Maya Angelou. People will not remember what you said or what you did. People will always remember how you made them feel. This whole virus thing has exposed the good and bad side of humanity. There are people who are exploiting the situation through social media. There are scams floating around on social media. I would recommend everyone to be careful. But it's also brought out the human side of people. Social media is helping people offer a lot of free services. I myself am doing a lot of my expertise in offering webinars. You know, Jim, next week the one that I'm doing for TRIAC is a totally voluntary service for all the residents of Toronto. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing the good that I can, but there are also people doing. So social media is a chance to build your brand. Take it seriously. Build your brand. Develop a brand identity. Create the brand experience that we crave for. You know, Jim, in the outside market, we go and buy $5 coffees and $100, $1,000 smartphones because they give us the brand experience. Why don't you use social media and create the brand experience for your audience? Give them value that you can offer and create the success that you deserve. So this was the second point I want to make. Build your brand.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of time here. So what I want to do now is I'm gonna sort of do a little bit of a rapid fire. And one of the things that that you touched upon, but I want to emphasize, and then we're going to show you an example. So one of the things I may want to explore a little bit is you said on LinkedIn, you said not just a picture of yourself, but a summary. Can you explore a little bit, maybe in about, you have about 4 minutes or so, 5 minutes. Can you give us a little bit of an outline? No matter who you are, what type of things could you put in your outline? Because you, in your seminars, you go deep into this because you talk about achievements and successes and you go really deep. Can you fit maybe in 5 minutes? Examples. We're going to give your website here at the end of the show. But can you talk about for 5 minutes, sort of the summary and how important your achievements and successes are, Murali, please?
Sure, Jim. Let's create. I have a formula for this. I always live in the fear, dread. You know, in the fear that the universe may anytime ask me these two questions. I need to be prepared. And if people on this call, let's say it's a student looking for his or her first foray into the career job world. It could be a professional trying to move into the next field. It could be a businessman trying to get his level of customers. It could be a C-suite executive manager looking to go up the career ladder. The universe or your audience in this matter, or your customers, your staff, will always be asking you two hidden questions. They always have these two questions on mind, which is, why you, so what? Hey, I'm a career coach, so what? Hey, I'm a financial advisor, I'm a project manager, you know? Why you? Why should I listen to you? Why should I pick you over others? And if yes, what will happen? A profile should always answer these two questions, Jim. Why you and so what? I'll give you an example. My LinkedIn profile starts with Murali Murthy, my name, and author, speaker, and transformational coach. At this point, you might say, so what? I have answered the why you. So what? And then I say, building people, building brands, or building organizations by building the greatness within. This is just an example of how I cover the loop. You know, Jim, a lot of people don't know how to introduce themselves. I always start with the end in mind. Why you, so what? Any profile should answer these two questions. So when you have the end in mind, in other words, people don't care about you. They care about their problems. A good way to write a profile, Jim, is to be a problem solver, a solution provider. Your summary should address a solution. Maybe you are an accounts person. Maybe you are a finance person. How will your hiring or recruitment solve a finance problem for the company? Maybe you are an IT network developer. How will your profile answer the why should I hire you question? And then you work backwards. This beautifully sums up, and I've seen, Jim, I give this formula and then people end up writing beautiful summaries because they just needed a roadmap or a GPS. This, Jim, also helps people in the long run. In an interview, when an interviewer asks you, why should we hire you? Tell me about yourself. The answers are ready. They always come from the other person focus. You know what happens, Jim? People are too self-conscious. I would recommend take the focus away from yourself, put it on the other person. And you'll have a beautiful profile to write. You'll have a beautiful introduction to talk about yourself, a beautiful elevator pitch. And it goes back to that spiritual law I mentioned before. How can I serve the community? How can I make the world better using my skills? And that will help you write a good profile. It'll set you up. It will not make you come across as boastful. And it will magnetically attract recruiters and clients. Your audience will love you. Your staff will love you. Your leadership profile will be in sight because you put the other person in focus. I hope I answered the question, Jim.
Yes, I will. And I want to take the last 3 minutes here is to share a little bit of a personal story. So I mentioned earlier in the bio that Morali has written 4 books, and we haven't had a chance to delve into any of them, but I'm going to delve into one because it's very special for me. So Morali's last book is You Are Hired, and it's a combination of blogs and articles that Morali has written over the past, I think it was 5 or 6 years. So when the book came out about 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago the book came out, Morali?
Yes, Jim, you're right. 2 years ago, yeah.
Two years ago, the book comes out. It's this beautiful book. You Are Hired, and it's yellow, and it's marvelous. Well, at that time, I was a different part of my life. And I got the book, and I remember I was arguing with Morali, and I remember this discreetly, that I want to pay for the book, and he wouldn't let me pay for the book. And he goes, this is a gift for you. Use it well. Fine. I go, I read the book. I tell you, I read the book in about 5 days. I read the book. Well, right after I read the book, literally about a day, I got hired for a very big job, a 6-month contract working for a huge airline company. I called Morali. I remember the day where I was that day, and I called him. And I don't know if Morali probably fell over in excitement that day when I called him. But the why I want to tell you this story is not Morali just speaks it, he writes it, he lives it, but he makes an impact. And I want to tell you that he's made an impact on me. I'm kind of lucky. I get to see Morali probably 5 times a year. We probably speak 1 time a year. But as you see, he's a very busy guy. But I have not just respect for him, but honor, because he has grown with me over the 10 years with the Canada Job Expo, which has come leaps and bounds in 10 years. So I was very honored to do that. So the last 30 seconds we have here, can you go into the website, the ACE World Foundation, and quickly, what are the main things you want to share on that? Because we got about 30 seconds left, Morali.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Once again, thank you for your kind words. And you mentioned my website is a free resource for everyone to indulge into. What I would recommend is ACE World Foundation. Click on that. On the top, you have a link called free download. So anyone can download a lot of free stuff, including LinkedIn tips. I also have 3 blog sites. I write blogs for 3 sites. You can download those. There are videos, there are inspirational videos and how to do videos, including the why you so what question, well answered. So these are all resources, plus a whole bunch of articles and career insights that people can look into to build their career. My website is dedicated to building brands, and it answers every social media question as well that we ask. So the website, Jim, is ACE World Foundation. And I want to take the last 10 seconds to say thank you so much, Jim. You're doing a great service. You will be richly blessed. No effort goes waste. Thank you so much for doing this with the community. And everyone on this call, I would highly recommend to listen to all of Jim's podcasts. he is truly adding value to the community he is serving. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.